With KCBX News, I'm Bree Zender. Have you ever thought about a sticker being a piece of art? Most people don't until they experience them on a deeper level, according to Pipsticks owner Maureen Vasquez. Pipsticks is a sticker store that Vasquez opened up earlier this year in San Luis Obispo. And when I stepped into the store, I could kind of see why someone might not take it very seriously. You're immediately transported into a sticker wonderland that rivals the pizzazz of Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory and the Lisa Frank notebook I had in second grade. You're greeted by walls lined with candy-colored stickers of many kinds, fruits, fire engines, flowers. Look down and the floor is hot pink. Look up and white clouds canopy the ceiling.
What are people's reactions when they come into the store here?
They freak out. They lose their
I recently sat down with Vasquez, and while talking, we decorated small tin boxes with googly eyes, gems, and of course, stickers.
Oh, whoa. Which are super hard to find around here. See?
Like, they're Japanese?
Like, yep, they're double puffy.
So, you're like an adult woman.
I'm like an adult woman.
Vasquez says Pipsticks started out as a mail-out subscription service for kids and adults. She and the team select a monthly theme with stickers designed around the world and in San Luis Obispo. Vasquez herself and other in-house designers contribute about a quarter of the designs that are sent out each month. They opened a brick-and-mortar store earlier this year with a community craft space. Vasquez says the idea originates from her childhood love of stickers.
I think the thing that I love most about stickers isn't actually the sticker. It's the feeling that you get when you love stickers. It's small, it's affordable, it's seemingly, you know, innocuous and inconsequential, but like the power of a sticker is massive.
Vasquez says there's something to appreciate about the art of the sticker, even though many people don't really take it seriously as an art. She says she opened the craft-making space in the store for San Luis Obispo's Art After Dark for community sticker art projects, and is often met with skepticism from walkers.
And then as soon as they actually participate in the process, you know, I think their horizons are broadened and their mind is open a bit.
Vasquez says some adults just have a tendency to see it as a little kid thing and nothing else.
I think there is a lot of room for something that doesn't take itself so seriously. At a glance, we are a store of colorful stickers, and they're all teeny tiny, and they kind of all blend together into this, you know, background of pattern and color and other things. But if you look closely, again, each single sticker has been designed. And I know that now because I'm designing about 1,000 of them for a project that I'm working on. And each one is a little piece of design.
Vasquez says Pipsticks is bringing together a community of people who love stickers. She took me to a corner of her store that has fan mail from subscribers around the world. It's a very specific kind of fan mail, from kids and adults alike, but the letters themselves are covered in stickers, sparkles, and Crayola doodles. Vasquez describes an email she got from one particular fan.
Yeah, I'm a, you know, 38-year-old paper pusher working in an office, wears a suit and tie by day. Nobody would know that I'm, you know, gleefully going through my stickers at night.
Vasquez says kids love the store and the stickers, and it's definitely geared towards children, but there's parts of it for adults too.
And I think when it all boils down to, you know, whatever you've got on your plate, everyone's kind of dealing with their own stuff and has their own complications going on in life, and stuff is not always easy. And this is easy. You know, this little sparkly fruit is fun and it's easy, and you can put it anywhere, or you cannot, or you can just look at it.
You can check out pictures of the store at kcbx.org. Reporting from Pipsticks in downtown San Luis Obispo, I'm Bree Zender, KCBX News.